This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. That anxiety cloud hanging over Beijing today is not just about getting every last detail ready for the Olympics. It's wedding anxiety in China and many other places, too.
Couples around the world, many of them Asian, want to get married tomorrow. It's August 8th, 2008. 8808, because the date means a lot in Chinese culture. NPR's Ki Min Sung reports.
Hordes of couples flocked to Las Vegas to get married on the most recent lucky day, and local media was there to cover it.
An estimated 3,000 couples from around the world will try to maximize their wedding luck on 777.
We are booked 24 hours solid. Every chapel is booked.
It's crazy. This is the biggest wedding day ever.
Seven, it's not a lucky number. Seven is just seven.
That's how the Chinese see it, according to Chaiyu Cheng, who teaches Mandarin at the University of California, Los Angeles.
So there are three lucky numbers in Chinese. Eight is one of the three lucky numbers.
I'll get to the other lucky numbers later. But first, eight. Why is eight the new seven?
Eight in Chinese pronounced as ba, and it sounds like fa. Ba and fa, similar. Fa in Chinese means prosperous. So if you get married in August 8, 2008, that will be ba 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 888. It sounds like fa fa fa, prosperous, prosperous, prosperous.
In China, there's a frenzy over the date with eights. The Olympics opening ceremonies not only start on 8808, the opening ceremonies begin at 8:08 p.m. 8 seconds after the minute. News reports say pregnant women are aiming to deliver their babies that day to maximize the child's good luck and prosperity. Some couples are even scheduling cesarean sections. As for the soon-to-be betrothed, there was a jump in marriage license applications in Beijing for couples planning to marry on 8808, and save-the-date notices for Friday were sent out in other Asian countries where couples observe Chinese numerology. Here in the States, wedding chapels are bracing. One of the most popular sites to wed in Southern California is Wayfarers Chapel in Palos Verdes. About 500 couples marry here every year. The chapel is made of glass and redwood and was designed by the son of Frank Lloyd Wright. It has panoramic views of the Pacific Ocean from the bluff top where it sits. Their schedule tomorrow?
On 8808, there's seven weddings at Wayfarers Chapel starting at 8 a.m.
That's Reverend Jonathan Mitchell. Wayfarers has more than double the usual number of ceremonies for a summer Friday.
Our understanding is that in many Asian cultures, eight is a lucky number, so it's not surprising that we've got seven weddings on that day.
And his first couple to wed?
I haven't met that couple yet. I understand they're coming from Japan to be married here. And over the years, it's been a very popular place for couples from Japan to get married.
One couple that managed to book the chapel for Friday is Amy Liano and Damian Serrano, who are of Asian and Spanish heritage. When they called a year ago to schedule an 8808 ceremony, they were disappointed.
There was only one more spot that was actually on hold, but a couple wasn't sure if they wanted to do it, and so we were on a wait list for the 12 o'clock ceremony. And they also said, or you can have our 8 a.m. ceremony.
But we didn't know if anyone would be up that early.
But then the noon slot opened up, and the couple got it. Thanks to luck? Well, for anyone who missed out on lucky number 8, it's not too late. Again, UCLA instructor Chaiyu Cheng.
The other two lucky numbers are number 6, that's pronounced Liu, and it sounds a little like Lu, Liu and Lu. Lu in Chinese, it's good luck in your career.
But June 6 is so 2 years ago.
The other one is Nai. Nai is pronounced Jiu, and that's exactly the same as long time or eternity, Jiu.
9909, anyone? By the way, it falls on a Wednesday. For NPR News, I'm Ki Min Sung.
And we've got photos of the Wayfarer at our website, npr.org.